Our guest at the cafe this morning is the superintendent of Cooper Lake State Park, both Doctors Creek and South Sulphur, Steve Killian. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. Great to be with you this morning.
Well, great video on your Facebook page of a whole lot of trout wriggling in a tank, and they've been brought in and not put into the big Cooper Lake, the regular lake, but you have a facility there for trout, and then trout fishing for kids is coming up this weekend.
Yes. Doesn't that make you excited? I mean, for all the fishermen in the world, you need to see the video, because these are food-sized trout ready to be caught and eaten. It's going to be a great event. We're going to have the event, the kids trout fishing event. It's going to be February the 6th, which is Saturday. And we're going to have rangers. They're going to be socially distancing, but they're going to talk to the kids about fishing. We're going to have loaner rods and reels available. It's going to be outside, and it's going to be a fun event. And it looks like the weather is projected to be good for Saturday, so we're excited about it.
Where do you place the trout? I know you just don't release them into the lake in general.
No. We have a small pond. Cooper Lake State Park was comprised of multiple farms, and most farms have farm ponds, and once the state acquired the property, then we have farm ponds scattered throughout the facility, and there's a pond that's near park headquarters that we have designated as our kids fishing event venue, and that's where we're stocking the trout.
Mm-hmm. And then after the kid fish event, then anybody can come out any day?
Starting Sunday, February the 7th, until the end of the season, anybody can fish. And you do not need a fishing license to fish at any Texas state park, which is cool. Mm-hmm. There's a 5 trout limit per day per person. So it's set up for all the fishermen in your listening area to come out and enjoy.
When I think of trout fishing, I think of the fly casting.
That's what I think of too, but the venue that we have here probably wouldn't be conducive for fly fishing, more for casting.
Yeah.
And with corn and salmon eggs and worms and even small spinners with bait casting, rods and reels.
I see. So it's probably a good thing, really, because the fly casting, that takes some skill most people don't have.
And with a lot of kids, I don't know if I'd want to be part of that.
Right. So just regular casting will do for this.
It'll do, yes.
Okay.
And we'll have loaner rods and reels available. Yeah. Even if you don't have fishing gear, we got you covered.
Okay, great. So that is starting Saturday for the kids and then Sunday for everybody else.
Exactly.
We're talking with Steve Killian, and Steve is the superintendent at Cooper Lake State Park. Well, as usual, I see some great photos and videos on your Facebook page. You had a beautiful sunrise video. And then I saw a photo, not particularly extraordinary, but deer in the photo. And Steve, I got to tell you, of course, we live not too far from Cooper Lake State Park. I see a lot more deer out and about, just in general these days. Do you agree?
I see a lot of deer. We had a very successful youth hunt in the park. We harvested 14 deer, and during my rounds yesterday, I counted 21 deer.
Wow!
In campsites, near campsites, along the roadway, at park headquarters, and that's many more deer than I normally see. We have a healthy population, but we have a robust population here at the park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see more. I think I was driving in the dark very early one morning recently. I think I saw a half dozen or so small deer off to the side of the road. I was going, it was dark, and I couldn't make them out quite, but I believe that's what it was. And it's just, I think it's, I don't know what it means, but it's nice to see.
Well, what it means is we have a healthy habitat.
Yep.
We have a lot of private landowners that are taking care of their lands. We have Texas Parks and Wildlife biologists who are assisting the private landowners. So all of these different groups working together, and that's why you see a lot of deer.
Mm-hmm. On your Facebook page, also you have some seasonal jobs that are being promoted.
Yes, we're excited. We're hiring for 2 seasonal clerks. They'll work at park headquarters. They'll check in campers, welcome day users, And those positions will be at the South Sulphur unit, and one position will work part-time at South Sulphur and at the Doctor's Creek unit. And then we have one custodial-type person, field ranger, that's a seasonal position. And I'm excited about the next position that we have. It's a summer college intern. There was only four of those positions made available in North Texas, and we were lucky enough to obtain one of those. And I know Commerce is there, and there's a lot of students that may be interested in this paid. It is a paid summer intern position at Cooper Lake State Park. We're looking for individuals who want to make Texas Parks and Wildlife a career. And this is a gateway for those individuals. Currently, our executive director, Carter Smith, he began his career as a summer intern. So who knows?
Yeah, sure.
One day, one of your listeners could be the executive director of Texas Parks and Wildlife Department.
Absolutely. Well, there's some other things to talk about. In particular, you've got some money for some more trail work, but we'll talk about that next time. It won't be that long, and we'll talk about that.
Sounds good.
All right, Steve. Steve Kelly, and thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again over the phone line. He's the superintendent at Cooper Lake State Park. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.